This baseball season, catch every pitch at Long Neck Sports Grill. Each location has 4K TVs, so you never miss a game. The menu is so extensive, you can get something different every time you visit. I love the wings. And no place in Northern Kentucky has a better beer selection. Locations in Wilder, Hebron, and Richwood. And when the weather is warm, there's nothing better than a warm spring night on Long Neck's outdoor patio. Long Neck Sports Grill, this baseball season, stay late, come often.
Saturday, and they will open newly christened, or what will be newly christened, West End Stadium in a month. We'll chat with the voice of FC Cincinnati, Tom Gallagher, next. Brennan and Jones on baseball in 10 minutes, and then we're guest-free between 5 and 6. We've been busy today. Busy day for us. FC Cincinnati and iHeartMedia announcing that the FC Cincinnati games for the upcoming season, which starts on Saturday night, will be broadcast right here on ESPN 1530, FC Cincinnati's original home, which means on a Saturday evening, in addition to the coverage offered on Star 64 throughout the regular season and ESPN Plus, you'll be able to hear every game right here on ESPN 1530 and occasionally next door on Fox Sports 1360, which means you will hear the trio of Tom Gallagher, Kevin McCloskey, and Alex Steck starting on a Saturday night for the season opener. Tommy G, the voice of FC Cincinnati, is with us. It's been way too long, my friend. How are you?
Mo, is that you? Maurice Egger in the flesh.
What's going on?
My eardrums. Great to hear from you, my friend.
It's nice to talk to you. What's new? How you been? What's going on?
Getting ready for another season. This one starts a little bit later. There's been a global pandemic going on. Building a stadium. I spent about 5 hours there today, chasing down a few things. It's been a whirlwind, but a lot of excitement going on everywhere. Your kids growing up, my kids are growing up, and here we are, ready to talk orange and blue again. I love it.
All right, you mentioned the stadium. Let me start there. You've been in it a bunch. When this place opens on May the 16th and fans can come, and certainly by the end of the year, hopefully many, many more fans can come.
Correct.
But what's in store for people who get a chance to go see a game at home this year?
I mean, it's a palace. It's as cool of a soccer facility as you're going to find in North America. I took through an MLS official, and really, I've only told the story to a few people. I took by somebody with MLS about 2 weeks ago and took him on a tour. And when we walked out, he looked at me and said, "You win." I said, "Excuse me?" He said, "You guys win." He's been with the league 21 years. Wow. He said, "You win. I've seen them all. This is the best." And it is truly spectacular, and it does not matter where you sit, whether you are sitting on the pitch in one of the fancy seats next to the bench or you're sitting up in the upper deck somewhere. Every seat is spectacular. The scoreboard is just remarkable, and there is something for everyone. So if you want general seats and hot dogs and beer, there is that. And if you want premium club areas, there is that. And so on and so forth. Suites, you name it, and of course, I have a great broadcast booth, so I'm really excited about that.
That's key. The key, though, I think for me is, look, you know the affinity I have for Nippert. I know the affinity you have for Nippert Stadium. The first few years of this club, and this was absent last year without fans, but the first few years of this club, that atmosphere, the setting had a lot to do with that. The key for me was always you have to be able to not only replicate that, but build upon it. It feels like they've done that.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. And look, it's going to be a little bit different on May 16th and for at least the first couple home games because of the reduced capacity. And how much will it increase in June and July? We don't know yet. We don't really even know what the capacity is for May. You know, it's a month from tomorrow, but still the governor could change regulations in 2 weeks, right, and say X percentage is now allowed to go to a game. So they're figuring that out. And, you know, if you're friends with the ticket staff at FC Cincinnati, like, go buy them a beer. Take them out for beer. If you don't know them, send them beer. Because their job is really the worst right now, right? They're trying to figure this out and trying to get in as many people to every game as possible that's safe. And we're all hoping that by the end of the year, we're going to hear that place roar with 26,000 in there and it's safe to do it. And it'll be spectacular because of the way the roof goes all the way around. There's that canopy. It's going to be so loud and so spectacular. So I can't wait. It's going to be – I mean, I get chills every time I walk in there. And it's going to be very, very cool.
It's going to be awesome to walk inside there for the first time. Obviously, that it's a place that's been many, many years in the making.
Yeah.
The question I have now is about the product we see on the pitch. And obviously, three road games before Sunday, May the 16th. It's felt like a whirlwind offseason. A lot of stuff happened, especially in recent weeks. What was FC Cincinnati's most significant development in terms of the roster, in terms of team building, in terms of what we're going to see in here starting on Saturday night?
Yeah, I think it's two parts, right, Mo? At first, it's the commitment by Carl Linder and the ownership group. They've already committed all of this money for the stadium, right? Remember, they built the stadium. They paid for it. So they committed a ton of funds for that. But then on top of it, to look at how last season went and say, look, it was a disappointment and we have to improve, and here's more money. To go out and have a record-setting transfer fee to bring in a guy like Brenner, the young Brazilian who's a striker who has just a spectacular touch and a nose for the goal. So you put the goal scorer out there, but you got to have somebody to get the ball to the goal scorer, right? And they go and acquire a player like Luciano Acosta, who's going to be that central attacking midfielder. And Kevin and I have watched him in training. We've watched him in a few exhibitions. And Kevin looked at me. He was like, wow. We have never in the history of this club had a player with that ability in that position to set up plays. And his touch is so strong, and he has such a vision on the attack that I think that link between Brenner and Acosta is going to be so important for what FC Cincinnati can do. And, you know, they've already become good friends on the pitch. They've become good friends off the pitch. They're spending a lot of time together. Acosta, native of Argentina. Brenner, of course, Brazilian. And so I think those two, if they can connect in the way that everybody is hoping, that's going to be the engine that drives FC Cincinnati. We're going to see a lot of the goals that maybe we didn't see the last 2 years. And that's going to set up other pieces for success, because all of a sudden you're going to have to worry about what Brenner and Acosta are doing at all times. And all of a sudden some other folks are going to be scoring goals and setting up offensive opportunities. So, I mean, I think it's spectacular the job that Gerard Nykamp and Jaap Stam and, you know, the entire team, Jeff Birding, and the credit to convince the ownership group, look, like, this is the money we have to spend to go out and get guys like this that will bring the quality, that will score goals, and put a high-quality product on the pitch. And so far, so good, at least in what I've seen. Now, Saturday night, we kick it up for you.
We saw them have a degree of success when they came back last year in Orlando, the two games in which they parked the bus, which, by the way, is a term I learned from you. They parked the bus, and they go into what, frankly, was kind of a boring but effective style. They win those two games. They advance to the knockout stage. And I thought, all right, Jaap Stam, they've got their guy. The coach adjusts to the personnel that they have, and he did that in a very short amount of time. But my question at the time was, I don't know that style is sustainable. And I think as the year went on, clearly it was not. How much of that will we have to see this year? And just, you know, in terms of being more wide open, is that feasible with the guys they have?
For sure. And I think if you look at the last few games from last season, he got away from that 3-5-2 or 5-3-2 where it was more of a defensive-minded setup. And he wants to play a 4-3-3, and he wants to be offensive-minded. Everyone thinks, because of his incredible defensive background as a player, that Jaap Stam is just going to sit back and defend. No, Jaap Stam wants to go score goals. So that's why, you know, Brenner and Acosta and all the other pieces that will be around them become – so important in getting forward in the attack. So he doesn't want to sit back. He wants to press. He wants to be aggressive offensively, and he wants to take chances and score goals. So you're right. It was adjusting to his personnel. Remember that first game, 4-0 to Columbus, and obviously Columbus went on to win MLS Cup. They're a pretty good team. But he adjusted because he had to find out a way to survive. And as the season wore on, he said, look, we have to play the style that I want to play next year so that, A, guys can get used to it, and B, I can figure out if these guys even fit that system, the ones that were on the roster at the time, and some are still around and some are not. So, you know, I think we're going to see not what you saw in July when Jaap was, you know, his first few games, and more so, you know, what the team tried to accomplish at the end of the year and probably didn't as much as he would have liked, but now he feels like he has more of the personnel and he has some more players coming in who have recently been signed that will help in that, you know, situation to try to put the ball in the back of the net.
It feels to me like they're going to benefit from coaching stability. And look, you know, 100%. Right and wrong and different, this is that's been a revolving door for a lot of different reasons. And it feels to me like this franchise, if for no other reason, having the same coach through an off season, there's a degree of stability. Obviously, they've molded the roster in his image. Having some stability in that position can't be anything but a help for this club, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It is. And look, I joked with Yap about it the other night. I said, you joined this club in the most unusual circumstance ever. You literally moved to America to take over a team that had a fired coach a couple months earlier in the middle of a global pandemic, but you didn't even really know when there would be games. You took a job. And nobody even knew, let's say, when he took that job in May, that there would be games
right. Last
year. You know, everything was still on pause at that point. Plans were starting to come together, but nothing was firm. Nobody knew how this thing was going to play out. And, you know, that affected, I think, a lot of players in a lot of different ways. You look at a guy like Yu Yakubo, who comes over, a very talented Japanese soccer player who struggled last year and I think struggled to find his place. Probably was lonely at times because you come over and, well, all right, so your family's not here or anything, but you make friends and you go out to restaurants with your teammates and, you know, maybe get to know some new people in the community here in Cincinnati, but he didn't get a chance to do any of that. So I think his adjustment period was much longer in coming to America, and he's looked much more comfortable in the preseason, so I'm excited to see what he can do in year number two. So I think from Yop's standpoint that, yeah, absolutely. Like, last year was so unusual that now having a true preseason and having a schedule that's set for the year, these are all advantages. And for the club, having the consistency at head coach is massive.
I think the last time you and I talked on these airwaves,
yes. The
Nashville SC had yet to be formed. So that's the opponent on Saturday night. Are they going to be any
good?
Yeah.
Well, I think so, because remember, this is a team that made it to the playoffs. They snuck in last year with a late season run, and then they had a nice run. And they had Columbus on the ropes a little bit, went to extra time and gave up two goals and lost to Columbus, who then went on. And I remember watching that game and thinking, man, if Nashville can survive, they're going to play for MLS Cup. Like, they'll win the next game and go on. And obviously Columbus was able to get the win. So, and they have pretty much everybody back. They have a seasoned coach in Gary Smith. He, of course, won MLS Cup back in 2010 with Colorado. And they have a lot of guys with experience in the league and a lot of talent up and down the roster. So, you know, they bring back pretty much everybody. And I wouldn't be shocked if they start the same 11 that they started in that playoff game against Columbus to end the year. So they have consistency. They're at home. It's funny because last year everybody screamed and yelled that these two teams didn't play because they played in USL and had a bit of a rivalry in USL, of course, when you talk about the last time that we talked, that playoff game. And so everyone was so upset that last year the two teams didn't play, and I think the schedule makers had a nice chuckle and put this one as game number one, and then they play three times this season. So I'm excited. I think it's a great test for FC Cincinnati to start the season and kind of see where they're at, and we'll go from there.
This baseball season, catch every pitch at Long Neck Sports Grill. Each location has 4K TVs, so you never miss a game. The menu is so extensive, you can get something different every time you visit. I love the wings. And no place in Northern Kentucky has a better beer selection. Locations in Wilder, Hebron, and Richwood. And when the weather is warm, there's nothing better than a warm spring night on Long Neck's outdoor patio. Long Neck Sports Grill. This baseball season, stay late, come often.